Good morning. We just listened to the story of a blind man in the gospel, not story of the prodigal son, because that is for the Sunday liturgy cycle C. For this 9 a.m. Mass, we choose Sunday liturgy cycle A readings, just for 9 a.m. Mass, mainly because our RCIA catechumens and candidates are with us. It's for them, not for us. Huh? No, it is for all of us. It's a great, powerful story about how Jesus heals the blind man and restores his sight. This man who was born blind receives not only physical sight, but also spiritual sight from the Lord, because he put his trust in the Lord. Jesus asked, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And this he asked after a while, after healing him first, restoring his physical sight. Then he went away. After a while, Jesus met him again and he asked, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" Unfortunately, he was born blind and he had not seen so far this Son of Man that they are talking about. So the man said, "Who is he? Who is it that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said, "You have seen him, the one speaking with you." And the man immediately believed in Jesus. "I do believe, Lord," and he worshipped him. There you see the real faith of the person. Whereas the Pharisees, who were always criticizing Jesus for anything he would do, especially for healing a man on the Sabbath day, yes, they find fault with Jesus because he broke the Sabbath law. On a Sabbath day, you are not supposed to do any work. And healing was considered as one of the works that they do. It was considered as a work. Therefore, it was forbidden. Therefore, Jesus broke the Sabbath law. So they were criticizing Jesus. He is not a man of God, they said, because he broke the Sabbath law. What they did not see is to look beyond the Sabbath law to the heart of human beings. With love, Jesus could see that in that blind man. He saw beyond it. His desire to see, to restore his eyesight, and to be able to see as we see, Jesus granted him that wish on a Sabbath day. He broke the Sabbath law, but he acted on love. Love is the basis of any law, including Sabbath law. If you don't love your neighbor and then keep practicing the law or observing the law merely for the sake of observing the law, then you are not fulfilling the true spirit of the law. You are only practicing the letter of the law. That's not enough. Jesus came to teach us the importance of living the spirit of the law in our daily lives. In other words, practicing the commandments and the laws, the precepts, based on love. Love is the foundation of all the laws that God gave human beings. Jesus was trying to open the eyes of the Pharisees. That was the harder part for him. It was easier for him to heal the blind man. For God, it is so easy to do so. But to open the eyes, the blindness of the Pharisees, he really struggled with it. It was harder. You know, Neil Gaiman, the author, has written a book called American Gods. In that beautiful book, he writes, "There is none so blind as the one who refuses to see." That is true. There is no one so blind in the world as the one who refuses to see. If you refuse to see the truth, then it is hard to open your eyes, to make you believe. The Pharisees were like that. They were so blindfolded, narrow-minded. They were not willing to look beyond and see the truth. That's what Jesus was struggling with them always, and very critical of them for their hypocrisy, for their blindness. Only when we allow the light of Christ to enter into our hearts, only then we can remove the darkness that blinds us from seeing the truth and pursuing the truth. That will save us, that will help us. This is what Jesus came to bring about. You know, in the first reading we heard from the way how God chooses King David through Samuel, from the first book of Samuel. Samuel the prophet was asked to go and anoint the new king. And he went to the house of Jesse, who had 8 sons. And one by one, all the older sons came out. And God said, no, they are not the ones. Eliminate them. And then finally, he asked Jesse, "Are all these your sons?" Because all 7 of them he presented, and the last, the youngest, and the weakest, was David. They didn't even mention about him. But God had in mind that one. So asked him, "Send for him." And when David was brought, God said, "That's the one I am looking for. Anoint him." It was a shock to all the people. The household of Jesse and even Prophet Samuel was shocked. Why God chose David of all these great men, 7 of them? God looks at our heart and not at our external appearances. God sees the truth of our heart, not external appearances. This is the message the Lord also teaches us. To see the truth, we need to open our hearts so that that can remove the blindness from our eyes. You know, Helen Keller, the great woman, great author, she has written some short stories titled 3 Days to See. In that she describes, "If only I was given eyesight for 3 days, and hearing for 3 days, I would look at the world and see the marvels of this world in a different way from that of the people who have eyesight and hearing sees it." There is so much that we take it for granted because we have eyesight, we have hearing. We take them for granted because we do not open our heart and see the truth, the beauty, the love that are out there in the universe, in all of us, in each one of us. We are a marvel of God. That's what we need to open our inner eyes to see and appreciate them. Jesus offers the light of Christ, light for all of us to come and receive that light and see the truth. Today we are having our RCIA catechumens scrutiny, the second scrutiny. They are put under scrutiny always. Why don't we also put ourselves in scrutiny? We all should do that together with our RCA candidates. You know, they have opened their hearts and they have decided to permit the light of Christ enter into their hearts, dispel the darkness of sin, and receive Jesus as the Savior of our personal Savior. That's the beautiful thing that's going to happen to them on Easter Vigil night, when they will be receiving the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist, which is the light of Christ that is coming into their hearts, which we all have, we adults have received already. We should renew that commitment to recognize the light of Christ within us and shed the light of Christ to others by seeing the goodness, the beauty, and love in our brothers and sisters. Amen.